Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Going to have my guy Bill Kerlick on here in just a sec, and then Mark Porter will join us en route. He's, of course, on his tour of Ohio as the Northeast Ohio College Showcase moves to Cincinnati, the Cincinnati area today, I believe. We will get Mark live on that. We will also have a relatively live announcement from Bill Kerlick to start the show that I think you guys will enjoy. But first, let's talk about something we all enjoy, burgers. Nothing says summer like the taste of a juicy, tender burger grilled to perfection. And nobody does burger perfection quite like Omaha Steaks. Right now, you can taste burger perfection for yourself with the Burger Perfection Flight. This exclusive package includes 20 of their mouthwatering steak burgers, four each of their pure ground filet mignon burgers, New York strip burgers, ribeye burgers, brisket burgers, and sirloin burgers. You'll get all of this deliciousness for just $79.99. That's 20 beefy, juicy steak burgers for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and order today. These are the kinds of burgers that can only come from Omaha Steaks, from the mild and tender filet mignon burger to the rich and buttery ribeye burger. Every bite is backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop for the Burger Perfection Flight today. That's omahasteaks.com and order the Burger Perfection Flight for $79.99. You'll want to hurry. Supplies are limited. And we are now going to be joined by Bill Kerlick and Mark Porter. Look at that, in transit. Welcome, gentlemen. Mark is, of course, on his Buckeye State Odyssey, as any of you who can see the headline will say. However, we've actually talked a lot about running backs here over the last, let's say, 3 or 4 weeks. A lot of it has been about who Carlos Laughlin is focused on now that he's taken over and Tony Alford has headed to Ann Arbor Pastures. Interestingly enough, there was a commitment yesterday on the recruiting front from Marquise Davis out of Cleveland Heights, a guy we talked about a ton here. And I will tell you, the way it's turned out was not how I predicted. However, as he is never one to want to share the spotlight, the Dean comes in with news on the recruiting front of his own. Big time announcement for today. If you are on the site, you probably know this already, Bill, but you have rolled a crystal ball for a running back in the class of 2025. It is a long distance roll, Bill, crossing several time zones. Jordan Davison of Modern Day, you have flipped the crystal ball. Please bring us completely up to speed. Why now? Why this guy? And let's go from there.
Well, Jordan Davidson has been highly considering Ohio State for quite some time. In fact, in my feature, Who's In and Who's Out, I've had him in the Ohio State class. But one school that I had a little worry about was Texas. That's not the only school he has been considering. He's going to take official visits unless something changes. And I expect one of them to be at Ohio State. But I don't necessarily expect that to be the only official visit. But Texas has faded for him now. And with my feeling already previously that Ohio State was in good shape, I went ahead with Texas fading and made the crystal ball pick. A backstory to that is when Ohio State did not have a running backs coach, when Tony Alford had left to go up north, he had been recruiting Jordan Davidson, and they had a good relationship. Jordan told me he really wanted or hoped that Ohio State Ryan Day would hire a new running backs coach that he had a previous good relationship with. Then not too long after that, Jordan seemed to feel confident that whoever was hired by Ryan Day would be a very good running backs coach. And lo and behold, then Carlos Lachlan was hired. And he already had a relationship with Jordan Davidson from recruiting him at Oregon, a very good relationship. So not only did Ohio State hire, in Jordan's mind and in my mind too, a very good running backs coach, but they hired one that he really likes, had a great relationship with. Texas fading from the picture, and there you go. The crystal ball got rolled. But again, I want to emphasize that I do think that Jordan Davidson will still take official visits to schools. I just like enough now where Ohio State stands to pick him. And that means that I've now put two crystal ball picks in for running backs to Ohio State, Jordan Davidson and Bo Jackson from Cleveland St. Joseph. And that would be a great duo for Ohio State to get. A duo that would, I think, complement each other very, very well. Very, very different type running backs.
Before we go into details and, you know, kind of spice it up here, when you say you've done two, so is it fair to say that you don't expect to roll another should things stay the same?
I don't think three is out of the question, but I think if it's a – when you look at what Ohio State has, if Travion Henderson goes pro after this year, and I think everybody expects that, Jenkins, certainly. I think that is something people think maybe not only could happen, but should happen. They don't have a lot of scholarship running backs on the roster then after those two. Right now, they have two other scholarship running backs on the roster. So bringing in three, I don't think is out of the question. But I think more likely, too, it's pretty tough to get three. Although at one point, Ohio State had three scholarship running backs committed previously.
Jordan Davidson is 5'11", 203 pounds. We've said he plays at Modern Day High School. Well-known fact, they also have a wide receiver at Modern Day High School committed to Ohio State by the name of Chris Henry Jr. So if you want to spend your fall getting a glimpse of the future offense of Ohio State, you'll be staying up late on Friday night, which is probably okay for the Nutters. One thing I wanted to add on to Bill's confidence here is the first crystal ball rolled yesterday was from Hank South, who is a Texas guy. So when your main competition rolls the crystal ball, it gives you even a greater sense of confidence. And we talked about the Bo Jackson vibe. All right, now let's get
Dan. Dan, do we have a Buck Nuts One trip to California planned for a Bo Jackson, or not, I'm sorry, for a Jordan Davidson and Chris Henry weekend view, watch party at a game? That would be a nice trip.
Bill, I need you to check your schedule. I know, I think you can pretty much guarantee Bucknuts 1 will be headed to Eugene, Oregon early next year. So yeah, if you can somehow get Friday night in the greater Los Angeles area, and if you're willing to pay the pilot's overnight fee for the next day, so it's a two-day trip instead of a there and back, which Mr. Bucknuts favors, I'm sure that will go down nicely. We will see if we can set something up. Listen, if we were going to do that, it would be for Chris Henry Jr. He'd be worth it. I don't know if anyone's paid attention to this. Andrew Ivins has already kind of earmarked him for getting a shot at number one overall player in the class, considering we just had Jeremiah Smith and then Tavian St. Clair in 2025 making a run at number one overall player. it's only right that Chris Henry, he too makes a run at number one overall player, and we're getting spammed like a mug. Okay. Here's what made yesterday so interesting. I was privy to the knowledge that Bill was going to roll the crystal ball, and then I got to watch Marquise Davis commit to Kentucky. Those of you that had Kentucky in the pool are out some cash, and I'm one of them. Marquise Davis, who we discussed ad nauseum here, because let's be honest, all three of us have seen him and we're very impressed. He showed his wares in front of Mrs. Porter, speed personified, and we've been on the bandwagon ever since. Now, it was an interesting recruitment, and then Ohio State was in it, and then running back coach changed. They were out of it, or just not as much in it, and then our running backs coach, or X, went to Michigan, and we thought they were going to be in it, and then it came down to a three-team race with Michigan, Kentucky, and Tennessee, I believe, and let's be honest, crystal balls were rolled towards Ann Arbor. None from here. But yesterday he chose Kentucky, and it was Meltdown City. Kind of a narrative continuation. I have now set the stage for the Grand Poobah. We will get into why he's sitting in his car at some point. But how did we get to this point, Mark? Nobody thought he was going to Kentucky. Is it just a case of a big blue NIL package? Was this Kentucky, which has always done good work in Ohio, has a very Ohio flavor on their staff, or was this just a fail and miss for Tony Alford? Take it away, please.
Yeah, I'm sitting at Roger Bacon High School. I'll take you into the stadium on our next break so you get a better view than my car. Center stage this week, I got to see Marquise Davis work out on Tuesday, and, you know, the Ohio State staff was there. I think they got to made their last little push at him. And the vibe there that day was that, yeah, this isn't going to go the way people think. And, you know, you could tell something was going to happen. And, of course, driving later on is when I saw the news. I think the writing's on the wall at Michigan for some of these recruits where there might not be a bright future with the sanctions and stuff like that. So I don't know if that factored into it, but Kentucky, Dan, you nailed it. They are Ohio centric. They love up the Ohio guys. They recruit the parents. They really lay it on thick. And, you know, he was just on a visit there last week. And then to make this trip I'm on so, you know, surreal, last night, Vince Morrow from Kentucky is at the camp and he's talking about how happy they are with Marquise Davis. And, you know, they're making him the centerpiece of their class. You know, I mean, he's the guy, and they're talking about him like he's going to, you know, move their team in a direction with his speed. I mean, he talked to me about his speed for a couple minutes. I'm like, Vince, I know. I've been watching him. But, you know, that's how excited they are about this young man, and they should be. We love them just as much. Yeah. I joked with Vince that he dropped a couple footballs in the workout. So, you know, maybe Ohio State, you know, won't miss him. You know, obviously that's a fun joke. I mean, that's a minute portion of his career, a small workout. But, yeah, Marquise Davis looked great in person. He was every bit of the 210 that advertised. And, you know, we'll see how this goes from here.
Bill, what's interesting about this is we've talked kind of about how recruiting has changed. And you and I jest here about, like, when people say package deal and stuff like that. One of those is, I want to be the only running back in the class. It doesn't seem like that's gone the way of the dodo bird in a lot of ways, partially because the NFL doesn't even really want you to be the only running back in the class. Otherwise, there's no way Quinshon Judkins would have chosen to come to Ohio State if it was going to hurt his NFL draft stock. Davis was one of those guys who said he wanted to be the only back and be the main guy. So I think Kentucky, Bill, you have to give them some credit in how they've attacked this recruitment and that maybe Michigan didn't offer him the same kind of exclusivity.
Well, yeah, I think Kentucky deserves a lot of credit. And I want to go back just a little bit. Marquise Davis has had three official visits set. And everybody was talking like this kid is a done deal to Michigan. And I kind of warned people that this is really close and that Kentucky is a real contender. And for that matter, Tennessee too. He had a great visit to Tennessee not too long ago, and he's been there more than once. Mark's talked about Kentucky. That was going to be one that I just didn't understand why everybody was 100% assuming he was going to go to Michigan. He really has liked Kentucky and, for that matter, Tennessee a lot for quite some time. Vince Morrow is an outstanding recruiter. And as Mark talked about, Kentucky makes Ohio one of their center stages for recruiting. So I don't, you know, Kentucky was in that all along. And now the interesting thing is that Marquise told me point blank, he has canceled his official visit to Tennessee. He has not canceled his official visit to Michigan. That is still scheduled as of right now. And of course, Kentucky is too. He's not sure at this point. He knows he's going to make an official visit to Kentucky. He's committed there. Whether or not he makes an official visit to Michigan remains to be seen. Kentucky's got to hold on to him at this point, for sure. And as far as two running backs in the class, I think that, again, I don't think that's as big a deal as everybody has made it out to be honest, to Marquise. That's my opinion.
I think there's a little distinction, and just to put a finer point on this, he's not the only running back in the class of Kentucky. He's the biggest piece in the class. You know, like, it's one thing to be, yeah, hey, they only took one running. No, you are our guy. You are our franchise, you know, franchise player. And the NIL package I'm hearing is pretty sweet.
I was going to say, that used to be great lip service. Now it's great lip service and a new Cadillac. I speak hypothetically, of course. But, no, that's a great point. And I can tell you just as an example, not every – I don't know if Kentucky – and I don't know if Kentucky is in this position, but not every program has the financial wherewithal that Ohio State has, where if they really need to pay a kid, they can get the money. It really doesn't matter. There are other programs where you're slotted and a guy with five stars is really going to drive the bankroll, whereas Ohio State five stars is really just a number you divide across so you can get an average of like 4.9 stars. All right, let's read our next ad and then get going on questions and some other great stuff we have, including what Ohio State's going to do at running back against the other team. You know who they are. Nuts.com, and I'm not talking the nether regions. Nuts.com is a tremendous sponsor. Whether you're someone who is always on the go and in need of snacks to fuel your day, like the grand poobah who's on the road constantly and avoiding fast food because he's, what, pushing 50 now? He's a little bit over, and God knows what it does to you hangover-wise. Or simply enjoy having a plethora of snack options within arm's reach for nights on the couch. Nuts.com is your ultimate snacking destination. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection means there is something for everyone. At Nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships so they can reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So go right now. Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/bucknuts. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/bucknuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/bucknuts. Mark, we will get you in 1 second. Bill, much ado about Bo Jackson now among the Michigan people. Word is Tony Alford has shifted his sights to Bo Jackson. Should we be worried?
Well, when you miss out on one of your top guys, you go to another of your top guys, and I'm sure that's the case. I still like where Ohio State stands with Bo Jackson. Again, he is going to take official visits, though. And I'm confident one of them is going to be to Ohio State. I tend to think one of them will be to Michigan, but he's going to take official visits, so that'll be important. But I still like where Ohio State stands. And again, I think Ohio State is setting the blueprint this year with Henderson and Judkins, two running backs, and the value of that, the value for their NFL careers and all that. And if it goes like I think it's going to go, then that'll be a great blueprint. But then Ohio State could follow that blueprint with a combination of Jordan Davidson and Bo Jackson if things work out like I think they're going to. Again, I'm staying with my prediction for those two guys at this point.
We'll go to Mark Porter now, and that very trendy, what is it like? It's like the long underwear look now, the pock marks. I go with that wherever I can. Shockingly, yeah. I don't have a Black Scouting Ohio one that I will hope to add to my arsenal, however it takes to ship 3 hours after this show. However, Marcus, bring us up to speed on where you are, what you're doing, why you're on the road, why you're wearing contacts, all that good stuff.
Yeah. No glasses today. I should have my sunglasses on. I tell you what, it couldn't be a more beautiful day in Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, it's 6 a.m. I mean, it was perfect out here for a workout. Yeah. I'm at Roger Bacon. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying Southwest Ohio, this is Mr. Bucknut's thing. We get like 6 days. We get 6 days a year like this. And he always would say, if we get this weather, we would have a million people living in the Gem City. This just in, we do not. Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. As I walked in here, I panned the parking lot. There are 20 college coaches, and I was sitting there counting them as they were all on their phones doing exactly what I'm doing, calling recruits, calling coaches. When I say these guys work their butts off, they don't waste a minute. I mean, there's literally, I could have walked from car to car and invaded some privacy and showed you exactly what was going on. But it's pretty impressive to see this whole caravan in action. And it's been a caravan from school to school. The last time you saw me Tuesday, I was in my car. I haven't been out of my car since then. I haven't even had time to sleep in hotels. That's how busy this is. But we started at St. Xavier this morning, and Ohio State was there to check out Gordy Sufsted, the linebacker Clapper, who I think was outstanding this morning. He looked great. But Gordy actually showed up at tight end because that's what Keenan Bailey was there for, to kind of see him work that end of the spectrum. I think Gordy's got to stay at defensive line. I don't know if he's quite a tight end. I don't know if that's fair that he's played, you know, tight end his whole career, defensive line his whole career, and today he's working out at tight end. Last night, Huber Heights Wayne worked out, and Keenan Bailey was there. And I tell you what, the tight end Kamari Smith, who's committed to Cincinnati, let's put him on the free agent board, where Cincinnati better hope that they can hold him. Kamari injured his knee the night I saw him play in a horrific shot to the knee, hyperextension. And he committed to Cincinnati right after that. And I thought it was one of those things where he just wanted to lock down his spot because, boy, he put on a show last night as a receiver and the length he has. And he was one of those kids transitioned from the basketball body to that football body, and he has shoulders now. So, you know, Keenan gave him a strong look last night. And I know Keenan Bailey went to check out the tight end at Gilmore, Brody Lennon. So, you know, he's really going through these Ohio tight ends and flipping every turn. There's a tight end at Wapakoneta I think he's checking out. I think it's just a due diligence type of thing here. But when they make a decision on who they're taking, they'll have done everything in Ohio. James Laurinaitis was there this morning to check a look at Jacob Clapper, the linebacker. Boy, I really think as a young 2026, we'll probably start talking about him more. I don't know what more he'll have to do to get an Ohio State offer, maybe camp this summer, but, you know, he was really looking good. The rest of today is a Catholic school day, you know, from Roger Bacon to Elder to Moeller to McNicholas. There's a lot of schools like that I'll be at today, but, you know, of course, we're going to be bringing it all to you firsthand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bill, your thoughts on the tight end situation? I was saying, sitting in his car, Keenan Bailey has been troublesome for him at times. When you visit Glenville, that didn't go that well. So I was going to say, keep your head on a swivel. All right, man. Got to be prepared for anything that happens. Bill, your thoughts on the tight end situation as it's raised?
First of all, I got to say, who else has a guy walking around live, and not just a guy, but the Grand Poobah. The Grand Poobah walking around live at these camps with the college coaches working out on their podcast. I don't think anybody does.
Bill.
Thanks to Mark Porter.
I should add this too. There's been some chatter on the thread here about Cincinnati and Dayton and how there are a lot of fans in Dayton. You know, we jest at times about the state of Cincinnati and how it, you know, has an affection for your Catholic schools. And, you know, Luke Kuechly went to Boston College. That is not an issue in Dayton. Dayton is 100% Ohio State. I know that it's in Southwest Ohio, but there's no allegiance issues in Dayton. I wanted to make sure that was on record. Bill, take it from here.
Well, as far as the tight end situation, here's basically how it breaks down. And shameful plug for Bucknuts that this I've written about this for a while on Bucknuts that Ohio State has a commitment from one tight end. They got their number one guy, that being Nate Roberts from Oklahoma. Number one, their top of the board prototype tight end guy, blocker, can catch passes, do it all. You know, the inline guy that can be a receiver too. The prototype, they got him, a commitment. And when you get your number one guy, it's fantastic. But they also have been looking at a possible second tight end, that being a tight end that is an H-back type guy that can be a receiver, not an inline type tight end. They had Brock Schott as the guy they were looking at, but he committed to Miami. And Mark's talked about nice packages, NIL and all that. What happened with Schott in part was that you know, Miami gave a good deal to him and looked, you know, offered what he was looking for as far as a school and everything else. And he committed to Miami. So Ohio State is now still looking. Keenan Bailey has continued to look at tight ends for that H-back position, and he's doing a lot of looking right here in the Buckeye State. I don't know if it was Mark that mentioned, I think it was a few minutes ago, that he was up in the Cleveland area yesterday. He was. He did see Brody Lennon. He watched Brody Lennon work out, and that went well. Mark mentioned in Cincinnati, him being there looking. And then, of course, the guy that I've talked about in some of my writing, Solstead, he was looking at him. So they're going to have these guys camp, and I would not be at all surprised if one of them gets a scholarship offer from Ohio State, and certainly wouldn't surprise me if they became the second tight end, not the prototype tight end, but the H-back type tight end in the class.
I normally don't leave up compliments as long as this, but considering the source here, people, come on now. How much better can we do than that? All right. There's some other great conversations going on over here. If you want to get the most out of the Bucknuts Morning Five, you have to watch the show and read some of this. You'd learn stuff that I cannot repeat publicly for fear of legal repercussions. Marcus, you've provided us with a glorious look at the stadium there. What do you expect to see today over the course of the day? Some names and just some stuff maybe you've heard. Anything you can bring to us from the road as it looks glorious.
Sorry, I had to unmute myself. I don't want you to get all the background noise here.
You're good.
Yeah, it's a total nerd day for me. You know, I'm looking at players, and I'm filming, you know, most of these drills where I'm looking for players that nobody knows about. You know, like, we're on the beat of all these 25s, but Ohio State and a lot of my clients that are on that end are looking at 26 and 27s. So I'm looking at guys that, you know, haven't even played a down of football yet that were JV players last year. I've looked at eighth graders at Trotwood Madison. You know, I'll say this, Jermeil Atkins at Trotwood Madison, I'd kind of scratched him off. Boy, if he's not 6'8", I'd be shocked. And if he's not over 300 pounds, I'd be shocked. Boy, did he really fill out in a hurry. It's stories like that that I'm after. And Kamari Smith was the other one where they're different human beings than I saw 8 months ago or 12 months ago. And I mean that in a significant way with weight room development. And so there's grades that are changing on players. You know, Lakota West was another place people were stopping. And, you know, the tight end there, I know he's committed to Miami of Florida, but they're still looking at him and chatter about him yesterday and what he's doing. I don't know if that commitment is going to be, you know, one that hangs all the way through or their package that they gave him can be matched. But he was a player that definitely developed also. With Elder on the horizon, Moeller, McNicholas, and I think I'm missing one other one. There's two tight ends at Moeller that I know I'll be talking about. They're young guys last year. I just saw Chase Herbstreit and the guys from St. X. Daniel Vollmer, is a young safety that you know we need to kind of know about too. He had some Power 5 schools tapping him. Like as they break up, the colleges will walk over and talk to players, and it's a dead giveaway how bad they like him when Michigan State and Iowa State and Michigan walk over to a player right after it's over. Pretty flattering, you know, to have that happen to you as a player, but it kind of tells us scouts that that's some pretty strong interest, and that was a heck of a workout. Same thing with Jacob Clapper, the St. X linebacker. So next week we're going to have 3 days of this stuff in Youngstown, Columbus. I'll even be in the Toledo area. So if you like this, stick around.
Yeah, and I would add that Mark is getting video from all this. So at some point in time, we will have the most kick-butt review of Ohio talent you can get anywhere, and it will be exclusive. As you can see, this is – you talk about boots on the ground. This is boots on the ground, up the stadium ground with a great view, but still boots on the ground. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, one more player. Wayne High School, Jameer Brown, the receiver. Okay? You heard it here first. Get ready to talk about him as one of the number one players in the country.
What year?
He was the freshman 2027. Already has a Notre Dame offer, you know, mostly because Marcus Freeman's old stomping grounds were Wayne. Sure. But a Power 5 coach told me after five plays, he goes, they got to pull that kid out of line right now. He shouldn't risk injury any further. There's nothing else he needs to do. Like, his day's over. Just go stand there. That's awesome. He put on a show. And I can't wait to show you the video. He's got to be 6'1", maybe close to 200 pounds, maybe 6'2". And he's silky smooth, probably more Jackson Smith Najigba type. You know, because he has a little thickness to him, but boy, is he good. I mean, and I've seen Chris Henry when he was young, and I've seen some of these other top guys. Boy, I mean, Jeremiah Smith, he's gonna be talked about like that in a couple years. I mean, this footage I have of him, I can't wait to show it to you now that I'm talking about it. I can't believe I forgot to bring him up as one of the first players we're talking about. But, yeah, he's going to blow up.
This shouldn't surprise you people. Guess who were the first people to talk about a guy I like to call Tavian St. Clair? And I'll just say they look a lot like the other two guys on the show that I'm sitting with, the two handsome ones. Bill, as we Team Sanchez hangs with us, your thoughts on where we are now, what the coaches are doing. As we were saying, a lot of work being done now in the admin side, the prep side, and the recon side. Set the stage for us for what we can expect out of the next week. And I'll ask you this. Any pressure on Bo Jackson with the crystal ball rolled for Jordan Davison? We've been through this before where there's not enough room at the end for running backs. Your thoughts on specific in general there?
Well, thanks to Mark on the road there. You're watching live what the coaches are doing. They're doing the same thing that Mark is. And, again, thanks to Mark for being there that – they're going out to the schools all over the country. That's the big thing right now. Now, what's interesting is they have to work this out so that they are out on the road, but also players are visiting Ohio State too. And it's really good that if the right coaches are at Ohio State when kids come on campus to visit. Coming up this week, for instance, later this week, Lamont Rogers, huge offensive lineman from Texas, Justin Fry was at his practice, and we reported this on Bucknuts as it was happening. Justin Fry was at his practice last week, and Lamont Rogers and his family are coming up to Ohio State this weekend for a visit. And if that goes well, he'll schedule an official visit back to Ohio State. So I would tend to guess that Justin Fry is adjusting his schedule with the help of Mark Pantone and his staff, of course, so that he can be there on campus when Lamont Rogers is there. So that's a lot of what's good. Coaches are out on the road. Kids are also visiting Ohio State. And the month of May is going to be fun. We got 7-on-7s that are coming up. And, you know, I'll be at those. And Mark will be all over the place at those. And Ohio State coaches will be at those. It's going to be a fun month of May.
Speaking of fun, we will get a complete report from Mark. As I said, we're going to let him go now. Mark, thank you very much for your work on the road. You are the grand poobah for a reason. We're going to end it up here, but I do find it interesting that they're having a discussion on our thread here about youth coaching, and some names have come up, and the name Grant Hill came up. This is kind of embarrassing. I actually was not involved in Grant Hill's recruitment, but I have intimate knowledge of Grant's recruitment, and it was very interesting. And things have changed tremendously since Grant was out there. But I'll tell you this, he is about the best dude you'll ever want to interview and deal with. He's the real deal. There are a lot of pro athletes out there that you'd be surprised are kind of full of buck nuts, but not Grant Hill. Good dude. And one day this summer, maybe when we're hurting for content, that really doesn't ever happen, we'll do some recruiting stories at the end of the show to kind of wet the whistle. We appreciate the Dean stopping by. Of course, the big news today, crystal ball rolled for Jordan Davison, a long one. So that's two from the modern day offense now, two studs, Jordan Davison and Chris Henry Jr. Things are going well on the recruiting front. That is not surprising. Things have gone well on the BM5 here this week. We've had on-site coverage from the Grand Poobah while the Dean has worked the phones constantly. We appreciate these guys stopping by. We appreciate you as well. Have a good one. Buck Nutters.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.